Let's actually be honest. Nobody listens to this fucking podcast.
I do.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Cactus Elbow Hangover, a podcast about wrestling. My name is Dan Hobbs.
Yay. I'm 2ton21.
And this is Infamous Afro.
We are back again. After another small hiatus, you know what? We have lives, people. We ain't making money on this.
Back again.
Cactus back.
Tell your friends.
Cactus back. Okay. Cactus Jack. Yep. Cactus Jack.
Cactus back.
Let's get into some news items. There's been a lot that's been going on. What have we... We passed the Survivor Series. That was kind of crappy. Mm-hmm. TLC, surprisingly good. Wrestle Kingdom, God, that was great. Whew. Just gonna go ahead and take a long sigh on that one. Yeah, that was what an event. What an event. Finding out
what a whole entire every card had a title change.
Man, did it ever. Ibushi got it knocked unconscious. And
yeah, that match.
We find out that next year we get not one night of Wrestle Kingdom, but two nights in the Tokyo Dome. What the fuck is that even? Are we having a two night pay per view now?
We'll have to see, man. Like, especially with their numbers quite dwindling so quickly, I'm wondering what they have in store for us.
I'm excited to see. We could see some new partnerships happening. It could be good. We could also be see some, you know, some new factions being created and maybe some new wrestlers debuting. Mm. I'd be pleased with it.
One other thing I'll bring up is NXT UK.
Oh, yeah, that's
takeover
right.
Was pretty phenomenal as well. So in addition to like us having this crazy month of pay-per-views and stuff, shockingly seeing the NXT UK thing was really good and refreshing.
It was. That was... surprisingly great. I have not been able to watch a lot of NXT lately, NXT UK, but I was really impressed with that event.
Right.
Side note on that, we also got the debut of Walter, the ginormous wrestler from Progress.
All over the UK and European, he's just been a very popular wrestler. I think he's the current Progress champion right now.
Yes, German-based wrestler. Dude is a beast. Beast, son.
Bum 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 bum.
So speaking of New Japan dwindling numbers, the Super Junior star Kushida has announced that he's taken off, which is pretty big news.
That's a big loss for them.
That is a big loss. And I've read a couple things. I've heard he's gonna be going to NXT, which could be a great get for NXT, depending on how they use him. I mean, it's a great get, but...
yeah, wherever he goes, that's
right.
A win for...
They better use him right. That's all I'm really trying to say.
Yep.
And I also had read that he had requested to do a heel turn and was shot down.
Really?
Yes. On account of there already being too many heel Super Juniors and not enough New Japan face.
What? Wait a minute. What?
That's...
who is this? Who's a heel in the Super Juniors is a heel besides like Taiji Ishimori?
Yeah, you know, I'm not disagreeing. Like, I'm not really sure why they couldn't have made that jump. Not at all, in fact. Especially when you have Osprey trying to, you know, leave the Super Juniors and move up to kind of a heavyweight position. Same thing with, Ibushi already did. Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like they should have just given him that heel turn. Let him keep it fresh.
I don't know. I think that he just wanted to broaden his horizons a bit again. And then this is a whole new venture with NXT and everything. Better than, like, you know, the ROH side of things.
Definitely.
Where, you know, that's where he had been doing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Also up in the air, where is Kenny Omega going? Not New Japan is what it sounds like. Though it sounds like he's gotten some really big offers from the WWE. Some really big offers.
And Rumble is around the corner.
Rumble is right around the corner. That could be a...
That would blow my fragile little mind.
I think that's what they're going to do.
Yeah? You think so?
I honestly think that it's... I think it's totally there. But, you know, I could be terribly wrong on this. But I think Kenny should make a jump. If the contract is just right and stuff, and if he's displeased with his run, he could, you know, just take off. But I think there would be big money in him appearing for the Rumble right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, big money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, all of us nerds here would not be able to handle the level of complete explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Of seeing him appear in a Rumble.
It'd be big. It would be really big.
The whole joint would just fucking melt down.
Yeah. I think that place would implode on itself.
Fans would be literally foaming at the mouth and falling over.
Another interesting thing to think about moving into the Rumble and main roster, Daniel Bryan doing a little push for Hideo Itami. Interesting move.
Indeed.
Interesting move. Why?
This is something that I failed to say earlier in our previous discussion, is that currently at the Rumble, there will be a fatal four-way for the Cruiser.
Oh, yes, there will.
So, and Hideo is in there.
Yep, with
now Brian,
Buddy Murphy and...
Akira Tozawa and Kalisto.
There we go. There we go. Ooh, that's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
I hope that's not a pre-show match, because...
Yeah, I hope so, too. But
that's going to have some heat.
It's going to make the Rumble so long.
Oh, man. I think we all need to just already accept that Rumble is going to be incredibly long. Like, we're probably looking at a 5 to 6 hour event.
Yeah.
Now, Wrestle Kingdom was roughly 5 hours, and it went by pretty quick.
Yeah, it was a quick shot 5 hours, too. Yeah.
Though I did watch it throughout the day, not in one sitting. I got kids, y'all.
Really?
Sometimes I can't sit here 5 hours and just watch wrestling.
Really?
They have needs. God, you know, that's... We'll get to this later, but I would love to see him.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to bring up, and we should actually approach it.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
In our news segment.
Velveteen Dream goes dark. What does it mean? Dream, what does it mean?
Dream, don't scare us, okay?
Yeah, he was talking some talk.
Don't scare us.
Now
you're young, you're bullheaded, slow your roll.
Yeah, we don't want to lose you yet. Nope, nope, nope. We need you maybe for the next like 20 years, buddy. Stick around. Don't let the ego get ahead of you. Or do, you know, and then go somewhere else. What the fuck ever. Where might he go? Maybe All Elite Wrestling? Holy shit. Guys, we have a new fucking wrestling franchise in the United States, and they have a lot of money behind them. That con money. Jacksonville Jaguar money. Sounds pretty legit.
I think we're going to see a lot of talent moving over there.
As name implies, the Elite will be heavily involved.
Mm-hmm.
We've got... to a point.
Yeah.
To a point. It sounds like they're going to have a lot of hand in booking and kind of story management and things like that, and I'm not really upset with that idea as long as it goes the right way. You know, let's see what they do. But they've got Billy Gunn on board as a producer.
Sorry, I know,
what's wrong with Billy Gunn, man?
It's kind of funny that Billy Gunn is the first producer while Road Dogg is, you know, one of the main producers over at WWE. But he's got the experience, you know.
He's got the experience, but I've never been sold on Billy, so I don't know.
I mean, has anybody ever really been sold on Billy? He was Mr. Ass.
Yeah, like respect the ass, y'all. I can't believe what I'm hearing out of you two.
He had no ass.
Tell that to everybody whose face got smashed by it. Yeah.
Horrible.
Chris Jericho on board.
Yeah, that's a big get.
Pac, a.k.a. Neville, on board.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Pac.
On board enough. That was his name prior to going to WWE. Gotcha. And he took the moniker back up after he left. Pac. P-A-C, yeah. Or Pac? I don't know. I'm going to go with Pac.
That's Pac.
He's tiny. We should call him Half Pac.
Ah! That's harsh. That's harsh. He could probably lift both of us one-handed.
Each. Well, I don't know.
He's a big guy. Anyway.
Yeah, he is a small big guy.
I'm a lot to lift, yo.
We've got SoCal Uncensored also on board. Not upset with the lineup so far.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's the normal crew that they've been rolling with the Elite cast. So it's not really surprising. I'm equally excited for this. I'm also a little worried at the same time because, you know, I just don't want the same trend to happen where someone's throwing a ton of money at it and, again, it's left in the hands of wrestlers. And, again, we have another WCW situation where things are, like, get thrown a little bit way off the rails. And money, right. money just gets thrown at it just to try to solve the issue. You know, I'm hoping that, and I'm actually a little more thinking that it's going to be all right because Cody's got a good business sense about him.
Definitely. So. I mean, he's firsthand watched wrestling businesses, you know, succeed and fail.
Yep.
And it sounds like Khan's got a really good business sense about him. I like the idea of someone who's already in the sports entertainment world backing it versus like Warren Buffett, who is kind of like, let somebody else deal with that shit. You know, here's some money.
Ted Turner. Much?
Ted. I'm sorry. Ted Turner, yeah. Not Warren Buffett. My bad.
It's kind of like a reverse XFL.
It's true.
Can you believe that? It's coming. It's coming to us.
The biggest fucking joke. I can't even.
I don't even want to go there. Say anything after this year and watching the Patriots make it again. So I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want.
maybe I want an alternative.
maybe I want an alternative and see a guy named He Hate Me on the back of his jersey again. So.
Oh, man. So first All Elite Wrestling event, Double or Nothing, is going to be taking place in Las Vegas this May. And, you know, I'm really interested to see how it pans out.
Yeah.
Interested to see who they get on the lineup. Like, I want to know who else signs, you know?
Wondering if we should go to Vegas. And
oh, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
And it's only, it's like 4 days after my birthday.
And, you know, like, dude.
Let's go party.
From Denver to Vegas, we can get flights for like $50.
Oh, it's cheap.
Like, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's way cheap.
I think it costs more to get out of Vegas than it does to get into Vegas.
It does. There's actually a reason for that.
Yeah.
They subsidize a bunch of flights.
Yep.
So that they can. Anyway.
Yes, they do.
So if anybody wants to go to Vegas, just keep that in mind, y'all. Cheaper to fly there than it is to fly back.
If anybody wants to take us to Vegas, that'd be even better.
Mm-hmm. We are accepting flights. Just go ahead and add us on the Twitter. We'll give you the info.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right, we'll be back. Making their way to the ring, weighing a combined total of 727 pounds of podcasting excellence, Cactus Elbow Hangover!
Welcome back, everybody, to Cactus Elbow Hangover.
We're glad you've stuck around this far.
I know it's been tough, but bear with us. We're just getting started, baby. So what are we going to talk about? We've got the Royal Rumble coming up here.
We do.
And we also have NXT TakeOver.
Yes, we do.
And I think we need to talk about some lineups and some predictions.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's start with NXT.
All right.
TakeOver.
So, on our TakeOver card and for our first match and maybe possible predictions, we have Cassius Ohno versus Matt Riddle.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, I don't see him winning again.
Yeah,
I feel like it's just going to be a clean sweep.
Yeah, let's be
maybe
real
not.
Here.
I don't know.
It's Riddle.
Unless there's more shenanery and
shout
you
out
know.
To Shubzilla. Shenanery.
Shenanery. You know, some low blows. I don't see him winning it clean. I guess that's what I'm going to say.
But do you see him winning it? because we already know he's not above a low blow.
You know what? I'm going to give it to him. I'm giving it to him because I feel like they just aren't fucking doing anything with him. You know, like if they bury him again, what is he got left? You know,
I honestly don't think Ono cares at this point.
I don't think he does either. He's just happy
He's got a job. But... He's doing what he loves, even though it's not on the big TV, you know.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's getting time.
I think they give it to him. I think they put him over. I think he goes super dirty.
Oh yeah.
But I think this one goes to Ono.
Well, I think this is gonna be the like pushing him over the top of like heel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like it's gonna solidify him as not just kind of a dick, but like he's a full on heel now.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. I'm also comfortable with Riddle losing due to a low blow or something. True like that. Whatever, man. Yeah. It's cool.
I am totally gonna go with Riddle on this one. I think he's gonna he's up and coming. It makes sense as storyline wise. So
I think it's gonna be fun to watch.
Agreed.
It is
one of the Mr. Hobbs. Who were you going for again?
Oh, I'm going for Ono.
Okay.
Maybe going for is strong, but I kind of feel like he
grudgingly accepting
he needs oh, no. this one. And also, you know, this is one of the first times in a while I've been entertained to watch him on the screen.
Hmm.
You know, I'm not upset about it or like right. bored, which right. no offense, man. Like you're good in the ring. It's just I don't feel like you've really had much. And maybe that's not your fault, but thanks for starting to be entertaining now.
Yeah.
Now I'm with it.
It's something.
Right.
Riddle's already got the charisma and like that kid's going places already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he seems to be straight shooting for something.
Yeah. No, that guy's, you know, he's on a path and he's going to get there. Right. Oh, no. I feel like, you know, let's cut the guy a little slack. Let's give him a win, you know? let's let him just be a fucking bad guy for a while you know, wreck some fools. All right, I've talked that one enough. What's the next match?
All right, we got Johnny Gargano taking on Ricochet for the North American title.
Wow, that's a hard one to call.
Yeah,
I see Ricochet retaining for some reason. I don't know why, but I think they're gonna let him ride the belt and stuff. The only feud that he had with regarding the belt has been Adam Cole, and that's who he won it from. So
yeah, I don't know, man. But
Gargano's on fire too, so I can see your argument. He his new heel ish, because again, I'm saying heel ish. He's good. he's still celebrating. And he hasn't had with a belt fans. Yet.
He's been there forever. It's just right. What do we do? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Does it like? You know, I've seen some speculation or talk from Triple H about how, you know, some wrestlers might just stay in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, indefinitely. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And, you know, if that's... if
Cassius Ohno?
It kind of seems like he is very happy there.
Uh-huh.
So if that's going to be the case, why not build it back up to, like, a really long story, you know, of him, like, coming back and getting the NXT title? It'd be awesome to see him win it from Ciampa.
Yeah.
Which leads to another prediction of mine that we'll talk about in a second.
So who are you going with?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Ricochet. I think you're right. I think he's keeping this belt for a little while longer. It's going to give a little more legitimacy, I think, to the North American champions instead of just switching them every few months.
Unless they put him in a rumble. What the fuck?
I know, and I've thought about that too, but are they really, like, do they need to do that yet? I feel like they've got enough people on that roster that...
I
don't
think they need to, but they, I mean, I wouldn't...
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. You're not wrong. And maybe we'll see him in the rumble anyway.
Yeah, I mean, just because he's in the rumble doesn't mean that he's coming up.
Right. That's true. They had Adam Cole in the Rumble last year.
He could just be in the Rumble, and that's it.
But that just means that he would never have a chance.
So you guys are both Ricochet.
We're both Ricochet.
All right, I'm going to dissent.
All right.
And that's not because I really think that it's going to go that way, but I'm playing the numbers against you guys because I want to win.
All right.
Showing off. Showing off.
All right.
Yeah, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
A betting loser?
What the fuck?
I kid. All right.
All right, what's next?
Moving forward, we have the Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders for the NXT tag titles.
I see the War Raiders taking it. I think it's time for the era to be done.
Era to be disputed.
All right.
I love Undisputed Era, and I kind of want them to retain, but I'm have to agree. I think right now the War Raiders are riding a pretty good high, so I'm gonna have to put my name under the Raiders. Are you gonna play?
Yeah.
Are you gonna play the other side?
No, I can't. Just, like, I can't. I can't. This is War Raiders win.
You know, the question, though, is does Undisputed Era stay in NXT after this, or do they move up?
I think they stay, too.
The move would make sense, but, at the same time, you've made a point that the roster is looking pretty stacked right now, so we got to see how it's going to play out right now with it. So
that's
the main
true.
Roster.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
at this point, if I was in a successful tag team in NXT – and they told me, "Hey, we're going to move you up to Raw." I would cry.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they've done a lot with Sanity either. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, they need to work that shit out. All right, where are we going next?
All right, we have Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair for the NXT Women's Champions.
Bianca's been on a roll.
That is very true,
and that's not why I think she's going to win, but I think she's going to. I'm going to give her my.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go that way too.
And I am going the opposite from you guys.
You bastard.
I think that Shayna is going to retain. They just took it off of Kyrie. And Shayna Baszler, she's just won it from Kyrie. She's riding a pretty good championship high. So, yeah, there you go.
That's true. She is. I kind of think maybe it's not going to happen this year, but. But I feel like there's going to be a four horsewomen versus four horsewomen thing.
And I feel that way, too. However, there are two other wrestlers on one squad that cannot really wrestle.
Yeah. You know, and that's that was actually why I was catching myself after saying that is, you know, I see them moving up and going with Ronda. But maybe that's not this Mania. You know, maybe that's next year.
Right.
I don't know. I still want Bianca to win. Nah, I like Baszler. She's terrifying and a great wrestler, but
she's held the title for a while, right?
She has, and I just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, she won it. She just beat Kyrie like.
Oh, that's right. But didn't it go back and forth? Yeah. So she's the two-time.
So she's the two-time champ now.
But like, you know, when Asuka had a long ass reign. I was actually really excited to see her in the ring every time.
Yeah.
And for some reason, there's something with Baszler where I'm just like, eh. There's, I don't know. She's great.
Yeah.
And
she's a heel, though. So, like, and Asuka just wasn't anything. Like, she wasn't a face.
She was like a neutral party.
Asuka was a force of nature.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
Neither good nor evil, but way too overpowered.
But, like, Joe is a heel that I love to watch all the time also. I don't know. There's just something there.
So here's my thought on Shayna Baszler. I think she's going to drop the title because she's kind of been in that title picture for a while now. And I agree with you. There's kind of a lack of charisma there. And a title holder, especially one with a long reign, has to act as kind of a face of the company, right? And she's not the face of the company. She's the face of a medieval painting of a warlord. God, I couldn't do it. I said there was going to be no Vigo jokes and I couldn't fucking do it.
There it is.
Anyway, I think she loses the title. Ghostbusters 3, y'all. It's coming.
Shayna Baszler, the guest star. Oh, that's harsh. Right. It's harsh.
All right, I'm moving forward with from you bastards. All right. Yeah,
let's go. Let's go somewhere else.
Right. Clear the area.
And our final match of the card is going to be Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black for the NXT heavyweight, what is it, world or heavyweight championship? I think it's just world, so whatever.
I think you're right. And, you know, I think Ciampa's retaining. He's had a long run, but mm-hmm. I'll be damned if he doesn't have that charisma.
Yeah, that's and very also, true.
Also, I ultimately see this ending in him and Gargano one more time, with Gargano taking it. I think that, you know, that's just how I see that relationship going.
I don't think you're too far off the mark there.
Yeah, that's bold. That's bold.
I know, I'm being bold.
I am going with Black. Black, this could be a feud between the both of them, and it has been, of course, because like the first time their one-on-one match didn't happen, and then, you know, this is like kind of the rubber match, if you will, right now for it. So
true.
I think Black is capable of just getting the title again, then making another run with Ciampa again, and then Ciampa winning it back. It could be a hell of a story.
It could. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like Black's going to the Rumble.
True.
If I had to pick somebody from NXT that was going up to be like that surprise guy.
But here's the problem. I feel like
Black's the one. You know, it's time to kind of fill the Undertaker void. And I think he's that guy.
True, I think they thought Baron Corbin was going to be that guy. And he wasn't that guy.
Let me restate that also. I don't mean like he's going to be the next Undertaker. I just mean like they need a dark character is kind of neutral and badass. And he fits that mold very well.
Very true. I don't know. Like main roster crowd, if you will, just is not very receptive to things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Yep. Nowadays. And it's just been kind of making it sad, you know, for me. I think that we should have characters like that all over the place. But
so I don't think Black is going to show up in the Rumble, but I don't think he's going to win this match either.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that's why he's not going to win it. I think they just... I think they're gonna push Ciampa.
And I can see both of your arguments there. Like, I totally agree. I almost agree with it being Ciampa, but I don't know. I've liked Black's wrestling ethics, so I'm giving him a little bit of a benefit here. So
yeah, I think it's gonna be a hell of a match. Like, I agree. Just either way, you know, the whole bill is gonna be entertaining,
right?
And that's the thing that I like every time about NXT. Like, I don't have to sit and watch or necessarily stick with the NXT storyline, although it is generally great,
mm-hmm.
to sit down and enjoy me some fucking TakeOver.
Fucking A.
And just, like, be blown away.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Though that's a heavy burden to carry every time, you know? At some point, I'd love to see the main roster maybe take that weight off the shoulders.
Right?
One day. They're going to get there.
Well,
they also need to like limit that tour schedule a little. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
well, give guys
a little breather here and there, a little leeway, and maybe some time to be a little more creative. I don't know. Maybe wrestling every day puts you in a rut, mm-hmm. in a sense.
Here's the thing that we didn't cover in our news segment, and this can be a quick thing. We didn't cover the fact that the McMahons all came out and said, new direction, new...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
New yada, yada, yada. And so far, we've been getting that a little bit. Like, things have definitely changed. I mean,
it's going to be a slow process.
Yeah. We have a hell of a...
Maybe.
...of a Rumble, I think, that is shaped up to be a pretty good card. Like, I'm interested in this card more than I was... Survivor Series, and Survivor Series was just terrible. So to me.
I cannot express enough how just displeased with Survivor Series it was, except for except for Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. I actually found that to be an incredibly entertaining match.
Yeah, it was a fun match.
Agreed.
In large part because I think we all thought it was going to be a squash match.
I did.
After the first, like, 2 minutes,
but,
you know.
But why is everybody thinking that before, like, they thought that for AJ?
Well, I mean, that's true. And, you know, I did have hopes that it was going to be a good match. It went beyond my expectations.
Yeah.
Watching Brock Lesnar actually want to be in the ring and sell is fun.
Yeah,
like that makes things all great.
It's insane. Like it's like
yeah, it's just like night and day fucking wrestling matches. You know, like bored Brock Lesnar versus energetic or enthusiastic Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, when you compare Brock versus Roman and then Brock versus Daniel, mm-hmm. like they're just it's like
night and day.
Man, he's doing better with the smaller guy than the bigger guy who's like. Supposed
right.
to be the big
and
person.
You knew, like, Brian was calling that match for the last half of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or even the first, you know what I mean?
I
like,
think he was calling
he was
it
probably
all the way.
Calling most of it. And, yeah. Well, I know he was because when fucking Brock had him in that incredibly long bear hug, you can see fucking Lesnar actually nodding, like, as Brian's talking to him. It was super funny, but you know what? I'm going to let it slide because. It was a fun match.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's that type of thing, like, really grabs me and is like, fuck yeah, WWE. Like, that was the match I wanted to see.
Brock Lesnar, not one of the world's great thinkers.
No, not particularly. But, you know, when he wants to be a part of the match, it's a great match.
Absolutely. He is money. He is money.
It's true. So, I would. Yeah, I'm interested and excited to see how it goes this week.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So all right, that, so this leads our way to the Rumble, so.
It does.
Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Yeah.
A little station identification, grab a beer, take a piss, and we'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey.
Ooh.
We're back, everybody. And we're talking Royal Rumble, baby.
Yeah, we are.
Let's get ready to... We're going to do something. I'm not going to say that, though, because I'm really horrified that we might get...
Yeah, Michael Buffer's going to come after you, man.
Shit.
Yeah, and he plays no games.
He's no... He does not fuck around.
Let's actually be honest. Nobody listens to this fucking podcast.
I do. I listen to it on the way to work the day after we release it.
Hey, I've got friends that listen to it.
You don't have friends.
That may be true.
Stop playing.
I'm his friend.
Aw.
Okay, let's talk some Rumble.
All right. Let's go ahead and start with our card and the pre-show. We have Rusev versus Nakamura for the U.S. title.
Ooh.
Nakamura versus Rusev. U.S. title, that's a... You know what? That's actually not a tough decision. It's Rusev Day all day. I think it's going to be a fun match. I'm also horrified that's going to be one of the pre-show matches, but, you know, what the fuck ever.
No, they'll make the tag team the pre-show match.
No, they've already indicated that the Nakamura was in and Rusev was in the pre-show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cheap.
Not shocked, but I still think it'll be a fun match.
Yes.
Makes me wonder what. So, you know, I've heard Nakamura's contract has been up in the air or up for, you know, renewal. Curious if he's going to stick around.
I think he will.
I mean, I'm sure it was a big move on his part to come to the U.S. and he brought mm-hmm. his family and things. So I suspect he probably sticking around. But
yeah, he'd be a big get for AEW.
Oh, buddy, would he? But would he want to? I don't know if he'd want to go there. Yeah,
I don't know.
It'd be great. I mean, some of those people actually speak Japanese. I'm sure he'd probably appreciate that being said. Yeah, all right, so that was my speculation on Nakamura. I still think it's Rusev Day all day.
Every day is Rusev Day and I accept that, but some days are Nakamura days and
Nakamerica days.
That's right. So I think Nakamura gets over in this one.
Who, you think we're going to go back to Knock America?
I think so.
I wouldn't be upset with that.
Yeah.
And I thought he was a really hilarious champion.
And just because I'm an ignorant Nakamura fan, I'm going with Nakamura.
All right. All right.
Ignorant. Fine, fine. Ignorant.
You know, I'm gonna segue real quick, and I know we had previously talked about we weren't gonna do this, and I probably shouldn't have said that on the air, but I'm saying it anyways. I'm gonna do it. Speaking of Rusev Day, something I forgot to bring up in the news is that Aiden English is now going to be joining the 205 Live commentary team.
Oh shit.
He'll still be wrestling on SmackDown, but he's gonna be doing commentary. And I'm kind of excited for it because I find him to be an entertaining person.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
He has a voice.
He's good on the mic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so that was my segue on, you know, Rusev Day and things related.
That was a smooth segue, dude.
Thank you.
So smooth.
Who do we got next?
All right, up next, we have the bar. The bar.
Burr. We don't versus... just set the bar. We are the bar.
We are the bar. The bar.
oh shit.
Versus, and I'm going to say this because Simon Miller always says it, Shane McMahon, best wrestler in the world, and The Miz for the tag titles, the SmackDown tag titles.
I mean, it's got to be McMahon and The Miz, right? Because McMahon is the best wrestler in the world.
Hobbs, because you've said this now, I'm not allowing you to take it back. So
it's locked in stone. Okay, fine. You know what? The best wrestler in the world is better than the bar.
The bar.
The bar.
The bar.
The bar. We are the bar.
I'm the bar.
Oh, God. I hope they win now, because otherwise I'm going to regret that shit. Don't let me down, guys.
I'm putting my name for the bar.
Yeah, they're gonna let you down, bro.
I know they are.
It's the bar.
The bar's big. They set the bar high.
It's a large bar.
It's a big bar. Yeah.
It's a bear.
Large. It's a large bear.
Large bear.
God, we're on drugs.
we should be.
All right, we're going to move forward because that match nobody cares about. We have up next Sasha Banks versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's title.
You know, part of me would like to see Sasha Banks win.
All of me would like to see Sasha Banks win.
I don't see it happening, though.
I don't see it happening, but I'm putting my name under Banks.
Okay.
That makes one of us.
All right, there you guys go.
That's the true statement. All right, moving on.
All right.
Sidebar.
Oh, wait, hold up. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Sidebar. Ronda Rousey, what's her longevity in the WWE? Is she a 2-year participant? Is she a 5-year participant? Is she a 20-year participant?
Well, I think she signed a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
And I think initially she was like, I'm in this for the long run. I think now she's probably going to be a 2-year participant.
I agree. I think she's going to burn out real fast.
I think she had a lot of expectation of what was going to happen and what her reception would be into the wrestling world.
And I think I might be surprised if she makes it to the end of that 2-year contract.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you think, Reese? I know you're like fuming generally at the ears whenever Ronda Rousey is brought up.
Oh, man. So biased. Frankly, she you know what? I'm not going to be mean. y'all were expecting it. I think that she'll probably be here for another, up to the end of her contract, and she'll probably go again to something else. It's been entertaining and everything to watch her grow as someone just entering into the business and doing what she did. She's not horrible, but I can't stand her still in her very, very mean dog face that is just pouty and all wrong. whatever. I think that she'll stay to the end of her contract, and I'll be shocked if she does try to stick around. But she has star power. She's brought a little money into it, so that's all I have to say.
Fair enough. You heard the man. All right. Who do we got next?
Let's see. Let's jump over to... We have the... or we have Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa versus Hideo Itami versus Kalisto.
Ooh.
For the Cruiserweight Championship. And I am a huge fan myself of Itami. I also don't see him winning, but I want him to win, so I'm putting my name down for Itami.
Okay.
I'm actually hopping on the Itami train too.
Ooh.
You know, he had a great match with Alexander. I mean, let's be honest, most of the matches he's been in have been pretty fire.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's going to be one of those things where he pins someone else. Murphy's going to lose the title. And then I think they're going to feud. And I think that could be a really fun feud.
I agree.
I'm going to go with Murphy. Why not?
Buddy Murphy!
Buddy Murphy!
I don't really have a reason. I just...
you just like his shorts?
I do like his shorts, but call it a hunch. Gut feeling.
I also think this is going to be one of the better matches of the night.
I agree.
I do too. But the way the card's shaped, I think all matches have the potential to be really, really great given the time.
They really do.
All right. Moving on to our next match. It will be Becky Lynch versus Asuka for the SmackDown Women's title.
Shit.
Asuka.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't even have to think about that one. Really? Yeah, I don't think she's losing that belt, dude.
I'm going with Asuka too.
Okay, I'll dissent. I'll put my money on the man.
And this is nothing against the man. I suspect there will probably be some sort of outside interference or some sort of weird shit.
Oh, sure.
But
that's exactly why my money's on the man.
I am pleased with this run with Asuka, and I'm ready for her to have that push. You know, like that. I feel like she's just been kind of hovering up until the point of getting the belt. Like, let's have her run that for a minute.
Yeah, and this is a risky bet for me. I read something, I don't remember even what I read, but Becky was in a little bit of hot water with the head office.
Maybe.
Really?
Oh, well, I think it was something that she said during one of her promos, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the reason. I think that the reason she's not going to get the belt is because I think she's going to go to Raw.
Really?
And I think that WrestleMania is going to be Rousey versus the man.
Ooh.
And I think that's where Rousey loses.
Huh. Hell, I could see Rousey versus the man and Charlotte, because that's the way that feud has been shaped.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's why I was kind of thinking about this four horsewomen thing, you know? Like, they move both of them back over to Raw, mm-hmm. and they start feuding with Rousey. All of a sudden, you've got the potential for the four of them to hook back up.
Sure.
And then obviously Rousey needs some backup, and then her NXT posse shows up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, they moved Rousey straight into the main roster.
Yes, they did.
So the other two, maybe they're not like as worried about or worried as much about, you know, as far as how they debut or who they debut with on the main roster.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, so Asuka. I am saying Asuka. And maybe it will be just a clean win, dude, because she's badass. She's the Empress of Tomorrow.
It should be a great match, nonetheless. All right. Next up, and because I'm going to just go in this order because I want to. We have Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor for the WWE Universal title, which is still a horrible name.
R.I.P. Finn Balor.
I'm putting my name down for Balor. I want him to win. I want that title off of Mr. Brock. It's just, it's been time.
But the company's not ready to take it off of Brock yet.
Well, that depends if Brock is going to UFC or not.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't see Balor winning that match. Like, I can't mentally do that math. It doesn't add up. I just hope it's not a squash.
It won't be. I don't
like. I want to see a real match. I don't want to see Finn Balor carted out bloody like we've seen a couple of times already.
So he has already hinted or stated, he being Finn Balor, that he won't be appearing as the demon.
Do we get something new, maybe?
Oh, no, he said it would be the man, Finn Balor.
Huh.
But he also was saying that he relied too much on the demon in the past, which makes me wonder a couple things.
Okay.
A, are we seeing an end to the demon? At demon. Demon. The demon! Past tense. Wow. Or B, is it maybe a ploy? And we see the demon anyway, which would blow the fuck out of people's minds, I think.
I agree.
If Finn Balor just surprisingly showed up as the demon, I think people would freak out.
Yeah,
we have to remember that the demon, the last time we saw the demon was for a squash match. It was forever since we had seen him, since two or three Rumbles ago since then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah. It's been a while.
The demon doesn't come out very often. So, yeah.
No. So, but to my point, what I'm trying to say is I would like to see Balor get over without the demon gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
And if I think they were going to give validity to that, this is the time.
You're not wrong.
Also, man, he was supposed to get that first Universal run. You know, they had plans. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see some of that come to fruition.
Me too.
I'm going with Balor. As much as, you know, in the back of my mind, I have that sinking feeling. As we always do when it comes to Brock Lesnar.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with it anyway. Just because it's wishful thinking. It's the young kid in me wanting to see, you know, the face get over.
Yeah.
All right. And last match of the card before the Rumbles will be AJ Styles versus Daniel Bryan for the WWE World Championship.
Ulad. I see Daniel Bryan taking it. I think he's going to retain.
I agree. Daniel Bryan's been on a roll.
Yeah, I think we're all three on that boat.
Yeah. He's been on a roll. His character's been phenomenal.
I love AJ Styles, but Bryan's got the heat right now.
Yeah. Styles had a great go.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he made it pretty clear he wants to reduce his schedule, which I don't blame him for.
Yeah.
You know, dude's fucking 40 years old. He doesn't need to be doing that to his body 300 days a year.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's earned some time to kick it with his kids.
I don't think this is his last title run either.
I don't think this is
his last shot at it.
No, definitely not. But I think it does give him an opportunity to do something different storyline wise. And I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
Or go to
Raw. He's one of those guys that, you know, I really hope stays creatively involved with the company, even when he takes the tights off.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? He's got the mind for it.
Oh, for sure.
He is a wrestler. He bleeds wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't disagree there at all. You know,
not to insinuate anything. I think it's far too early to be discussing AJ's retirement.
Oh shit! No, I think he's got another like 10 years.
I think so, at least five minimum.
Well, if Ric Flair can still get in the ring sometimes, dude, AJ Styles is gonna be around for a long time.
Yeah,
he's in a lot better shape.
Rick pushed it a little too far, I think.
Right.
Well, let me rephrase that. If Jushin Thunder Liger can still be wrestling the way that he does at 50, AJ Styles can be around for a minute.
Yeah, for real.
You know, barring injury or just lack of enthusiasm for being in the ring anymore, if the dude wants to be around for that long, he still can.
Yeah.
He'll tone it down a little bit.
He's in great shape. He's got the talent.
Right. It just maybe not as many 450s through a table type of thing, you know. Sometimes you got to know when to fucking hold it and when to fold it.
Man's got his limitations.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed. Yeah.
All right.
Bryan all the way.
Bryan all the way. Okay. So finally, we come up to, and the last two things, our Rumble matches, and first we'll go with the Women's Royal Rumble.
Oh, shoot.
And who our winner picks are. Now, I have no freaking idea this year on what to go
either,
for.
Man, there's just
at all.
It's like there's a lot of talent and a lot of possibility out there.
Right.
And it's like, who? I think the winner's going to be a SmackDown roster.
Okay.
You know what I wouldn't be upset seeing? I wouldn't be upset seeing Naomi take it.
Oh.
And the reason I say that is because...
Hot take, even.
We've had, you know, the kind of friendship brewing between Asuka and Naomi. Oh. And I think that would be a fun match. You know, it would be fun to see that relationship break down into a feud. Because that's always good drama, right? And, I don't know, man. I would be entertained to watch that at WrestleMania. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Like, we already know that Naomi can deliver at WrestleMania.
Very true.
I think it would be fun.
I am putting my hat to Charlotte Flair. And I'm kind of sounding disappointed because of the fact that it would be so atypical for Charlotte to win the Rumble, but I actually see them doing that for some reason. Mm-hmm. And since I know I picked Sasha to win the title, I absolutely see see Ronda winning it for some reason, and I see the feud continuing between Flair and Rousey, and then also Lynch eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, that could also be a great match. I wouldn't be disappointed.
Right.
I don't have an answer for this one.
No.
I honestly don't.
Not even just going to throw out a name.
I got nothing, man.
I was literally about to throw out Ruby Riott, okay? So that's...
Hey, I wouldn't be upset saying that either, man.
Me neither.
She hasn't been on a bad role either. You know, yeah. She's been delivering pretty consistently in her matches. That whole squad, the Riott squad that's been a group that really pleasantly surprised me this last year.
Okay, I'll make, here's a hot take, and I don't even know if she's, I don't know if she's going to be there that night. I don't even know if she's still with the company, frankly. Mm-hmm. Mandy Rose.
Oh, Mandy Rose is still with the company.
Wow, okay.
Oh, yeah, so you didn't see the steamy segment then with Rose and Uso.
Nope.
Which Uso was it?
Hopefully not the one that's married.
It's the one that's married.
It is the one that's married to Naomi. Oh, Naomi.
Shit.
Vince's attempt to make things a little more
naughty,
like back in the day.
Risque.
They've been having these segments of Mandy Rose trying to steal the Uso from the husband unit from the Naomi, which culminated into a hotel room scene where Mandy Rose is, you know, in a robe dropping that shit in her lingerie or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she gets the beat down, the rifle beat down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, you forgot to mention. If you're going to mention that, you can mention the whole Alexa Bliss and the guy just entering the room.
Somebody walking in on Alexa Bliss changing.
Yeah.
That was the other steamy segment now.
Oh boy.
Guys though. Like, if we're gonna be that company, let's just be a little more creative with it. That's all.
Exactly. I'm not sad to see the PG era end by any means. Good fucking riddance. But we don't need a return to the Attitude Era either.
No, let's go with something new.
Like, the current state of women's wrestling in the WWE is that you had a lot of talent that worked really fucking hard to gain a newfound level of respect for women and women's wrestling in the industry. And I hate if that's the direction they're gonna push these women into is, you know... I mean, okay, yeah, a lot of these women are good-looking women, but let's not objectify them any more than they already are, maybe?
Yeah.
Well, these women we can also take into account that these women are agreeing to a point to do this, especially in this given age.
Oh, sure.
You know, where things...
And really, yeah, right. That's not all that much different than watching something on a sitcom nowadays, you know, something on regular television. It's just, if you want to add the sex appeal on top of already having, you know, your female performers be pretty much half naked,
like,
maybe find a creative outlet for that or something, you know, I don't know, like something that isn't what we went through in the fucking 90s, you know, like I don't want to go back to the puppy era.
Nope.
You know, nobody
but
wants to go back to the puppy
era.
You
just brought up Sasha's ass.
Well, it was hilarious. and all over the internet. That's all I saw today. Like, you know,
I'm shocked because I did not see that at all. Not one thing about that.
And, you know, it posted in like every wrestling group that I'm a part of on Facebook.
I was on Squared Circle all day.
Shit, I don't know, man. Like, there are a lot of pervy dudes out there. One to be yeah, like, hey, look at this. Look at this blurry screenshot of Sasha Banks.
Ooh, I bet you
this was the best I could get with this, you know, with my screen when I tried to pause that shit. Tone it down, guys. Tone it down.
All right. We're getting back off.
For the love of God, please.
We're hopping off a subject. We're getting back.
Well, we are getting a little off track. But you know what? I am gonna actually do one more off subject thing just because it was another shocking thing that happened, and we're talking about like
shocking things,
shocking women's wrestling. There's recently a clip that surfaced of female wrestler pulling out her tampon and then like smearing it all over her opponent's face and shoving it in her mouth.
Uncalled for.
It is, but it's so funny and it's genius. Like, if as long as that was consensual, which I have to assume it was, fucking great.
You hope, like, it was anyway.
You know what, it's not any different in my opinion than like Joey Ryan pulling out a lollipop from his junk and sticking it in his opponent's mouth. Like,
sure.
Really, if we're oranges and apples here, you know.
But
like,
I mean, that's nasty too.
It so is.
Like,
they're both nasty. Shock wrestling is amazing. If you could do it, like, that was shocking to me.
I mean, okay, let's go back a little bit. I love Mick Foley.
Mm-hmm.
I love Mick Foley. But the fact that fucking sock was down in his sweaty fucking jock for the whole match, and then it ended up between somebody's gums. Every time I saw it, yeah, I threw up just a little bit. Just a little tiny bit. Thinking, like, already you've got, like, cotton in your mouth, which is a terrible, terrible feeling. And it's going to taste like Mick Foley's fucking sweaty nutsack.
Right. Right. Yeah, no, wrestlers put up with a lot of really gross shit. And I think that it's really something that gets overlooked.
Who was the fucking guy that used to chew up worms and spit? The Boogeyman?
Oh, yeah.
Would spit worms in people's face?
Reese has checked out of this conversation. He's just like, fuck you guys. I don't want to think about this gross shit.
What is wrong with you fucking people?
I'm out of this one. I'm just going to let you guys go ahead and have this one. This segment is good for you guys.
The story of, you know, Hacksaw Jim Duggan wrestling Andre the Giant. Andre the Giant not really washing his his suit very well, you know. So one of the matches, he has got Duggan in a, you know, choke with his like unitard strap, thing, like the strap, and made Duggan throw up in the ring.
And if you can make Hacksaw Jim Duggan vomit,
yeah, no, man, that's I'm just saying that. That was shocking to me.
Yeah.
If I saw that shit on WWE, I would lose my fucking shit. And I would be very impressed.
Yeah.
Instead, they condemned it and then tried to put a bunch of women in fucking lingerie on some, like, quote unquote, risque segments.
Oh, boy.
And that's super dumb to me.
Yep.
I don't know. Don't publicly condemn something that was, like, some shit you wish you would have thought of fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. That was my rant.
Can you imagine the advertisers they'd have lost if they'd pulled that? That would have been a multi-million-dollar loss for the company.
It really would.
And not because there's anything wrong with it, but because, you know, people that are buying ad time tend to lean conservative.
Oh, yeah. No, they would have been horrified if somebody, God forbid a woman do something like that on national television. All right.
We forget about the
men's
thing.
The men's rumble.
The rumble.
The rumba.
We got the last bit is our men's rumble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Fuck. This
Who's winning this rumble? Yeah.
This one's kind of hard. I am going to go... Damn it. Like, there's too many variables in this one. I'm going to try to do this way. And I'm going to go with a Raw pick and a SmackDown pick. Just to kind of...
Okay.
Just okay. kind of warm it up a little bit. Because I am really not sure who's going to win this rumble. But for my Raw pick, I think Drew McIntyre... or Seth Rollins, or fucking Dean Ambrose. I don't know. I'm gonna go with Drew.
Drew McIntyre for Raw.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And then for SmackDown, I am gonna go with Kofi Kingston.
Ooh, I like that.
Bold I just pick. I just want him to like win that. At this point.
Oh well. Absolutely. Oh yeah. No,
I would not be displeased seeing that.
Like, I might actually cry if I saw that.
Oh, Jesus. The thought of Kofi with a fucking championship run.
Right.
Is just, yeah, that makes that's, my that's heart
That's
like,
that's almost Holy Grail territory. Right
yeah, it
there.
Really is. It really is. Yeah. Especially with his history at the Royal Rumble of always pulling out something amazing.
Yep. And his army of clones.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a throwback, people.
The Kofi clones. Send out the clones. Okay, so oh man, Raw's tough. Yeah, I don't want it to be the case.
It's hard,
but I'm gonna say Dean Ambrose. Mm. But right. For SmackDown, oh, it's gonna be Samoa Joe.
Shit, that'd be cool.
I would not be displeased with that, and I would also really like to see Joe get some retribution on McIntyre
mm-hmm.
while they're in the ring.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my pick. Those are my picks.
I'm not going to do this Raw SmackDown thing. I'm just going to say Dean Ambrose.
Just Dean Ambrose.
I think, yeah, another gut feeling. I don't know. Dean Ambrose.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Those were our Rumble and NXT picks.
Chazow.
Jinkow.
Shall we take a break? Time to take a break.
Take a break.
We're taking a break.
Take a break.
You know what, guys? We're going to, you know, we're taking a break.
But don't go anywhere.
Because we'll be back.
Like tourists feast on poi boy sandwiches. Oh my God! Talk about turning a negative into a positive! Ricochet is the gift that keeps on giving!
We're back, baby!
Indeed.
And we are starting a new segment, the match of the episode. We were originally talking about match of the week, but you know what? Sometimes our weeks don't come out like our episodes. No, sometimes our episodes don't come out on a weekly basis,
or even a monthly basis. They've ever come out on a purely weekly basis,
and that's okay. But the match that we're going to focus on this one is from Wrestle Kingdom, and it was the Kota Ibushi versus Will Ospreay match.
Mm.
I'm bringing this up not just because it was a really great match, but it really had a lot of interesting implications for the open weight championship and how that is going to go about, as well as Will Ospreay's character moving forward.
Hmm.
There was a point in the match, and I mean, this was a brutal match. They both participants really went all out, but there's this moment where, you know, Ibushi's dazed on his knees and Ospreay comes from behind and just fucking bashes him with his elbow.
Ooh.
And it was brutal looking. Supposedly, this move put Ibushi out of commission,
mm-hmm.
gave him a concussion. New Japan is not allowing Ibushi to wrestle this next circuit.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a lot of emphasis on Will Ospreay's use of this move.
Mm.
And, you know, there was kind of a moment in New Year's Eve or New Year's Dash, which is the wrestling event that mm-hmm. happens immediately after Wrestle Kingdom, where he almost used the elbow again. And then he stopped himself. I can't keep using this. You know, he's got to keep it on reserve.
It's too powerful.
It's too brutal. I really like this type of character growth.
It's good storytelling.
And storytelling. Yeah. Absolutely. Ibushi was taken out on a stretcher.
Right. But you, so you're saying you think that you think the injury's a work.
I'm curious if it's a work. I mean, it looked like Ibushi really hit his head hard on the fucking ring post. And he very well could have actually gotten a concussion in this match. I'm not saying that that didn't happen.
Right.
But the emphasis on it being on this elbow move and this being kind of a Will Ospreay potential heel turn thing, kind of interesting.
Well, it's the age-old question with wrestling. Is the injury a work? Or is the injury real and Ospreay is capitalizing on this seemingly devastating move that accidentally injured his, you know, his opponent?
Right.
He did. That move, according to like many other speculative people and stuff on Twitter and whatnot and stuff, Ibushi may have gotten the concussion from the actual, Ospreay's main move called?
Oh, the Stormbreaker?
Yeah, the Stormbreaker. Because Ibushi really did collide pretty, like, at a high velocity to that, on the mat. And that caused him to hit his head pretty hard and pretty fast. So I think that's where he got the concussion. Them trying to sell the whole elbow thing and stuff, while it looked devastating, I don't even think that his elbow connected. It was his upper arm. Like connected more with than the elbow, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, nonetheless, it looked dangerous. But it showed definitely.
Oh, it's totally him hitting him with his forearm or with his bicep, rather. You know, like he doesn't actually hit him with his elbow.
So, and I think that he got messed up on that Stormbreaker. That Stormbreaker, it just looks mean. Like
it does. It totally does.
It's all spinny and. It's all the other guy doing most of the work. Yeah.
Here's something that I've been curious about and maybe secretly why I wanted to bring this up. So it was my understanding, and I could be wrong about this, that Ibushi is not under contract with New Japan.
That is correct.
He is a freelance wrestler.
Mm.
That is super and correct.
Kenny Omega just left New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
What does this do with Ibushi? Like,
I mean, whatever Ibushi's he wants.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I'm saying though. Like, you know, they're talking about this being an injury and him being out, mm-hmm. and maybe it is, but how much of it is really an injury?
Mm.
And how long is Ibushi really going to stick around with New Japan?
Sure.
Good question.
Like,
Well, he had
just won that belt, and then he dropped it like a month later.
Well, I'll state this, is that, and this is concerning the belt, the NEVER Openweight Championship. That belt is always moved around.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's true. That's true.
Everyone who's held it has moved it quickly in succession. So, with that, like, you know, I don't know. I think Ibushi is somewhat still contracted under New Japan. But yeah, he's been a free agent like all across the board, period. He loves his freedom. He loves doing whatever he wants. So we could also see another WWE run too from him.
Right.
That's not out of the question. He never closed that door.
Yeah. I don't want to see Golden Lovers be done yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was hyped that they came back. And well, I'm just saying if he's free agent, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw him on AEW. That's.
So what does, if it ends up being what it looks like it might be, what does a Will Ospreay heel turn look like?
That's a good question. Because that brings up, does he stay in chaos or not?
Right.
Well, totally he could.
Sure.
Like everyone,
but then
chaos is not a stable of like, it's weird in Japan because there is a slight, not heel in face environment there.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. There is a lot of gray area. Toru Yano being a great example.
Yeah. Like, and then like, you know, everyone loves Suzuki and he is heel as hell,
but
he's still well respected and still loved amongst people. So I don't know.
He is like fucking Godzilla, dude. Yeah. He is feared and respected.
He can play both. So like that's the
yeah, absolutely.
That's the fairness of Japan's market. So
I'm ready for it. I would be excited to see him kind of take a definitive direction. You know, I feel like the focus on Osprey has been his in-ring work, which is great. But I feel like there hasn't been a lot of character development.
Yeah.
Not a lot of story-driven wrestling.
Within New Japan?
Yeah. I mean, that's really? Kind of my feel.
Okay, so what I've always felt with New Japan is that their storylines are more written with the outcomes of the wrestling match itself and what happens during the wrestling match.
Arguably the way it should be.
That's true.
Yeah. That's the way they shape their wrestling, is that they're telling their story in the ring, anything, and that's why like Okada and Tanahashi have such a really, really good storyline going on right now for themselves, because because with Tanahashi having the belt now, he can always come back, like, or Okada can always come back and fight. The way that his hand,
though, is...
Shit.
the screen had froze, and it was you doing the like finger thing where you're trying to like get people to look at your just making a circle with your thumb and index finger. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, never mind. Anyways,
like make the okay sign with your hand.
Oh,
you know what I mean? The okay sign. Yeah, below your waist. There's a popular game where people try to get people to look at their hand in that position.
Oh,
and then be a dick.
Yeah.
But then the screen froze like that. It was just really funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was a moment. And we couldn't hear what you were saying. And then I was like, oh Jesus Christ! Like we've been had.
He got us.
We've been had by Reese. Sorry. So we totally lost what you were saying there. Like, so I apologize.
No worries. All I was just saying is that they build their story in the ring, and that's how they've explained it for Naito's career and various others.
Yeah,
definitely.
They don't have characters. Their characters are from the ring and then they're gone.
Yeah, I'd like to just see Osprey get a little more direction.
Yeah,
well, he would have to go stay in the UK and whatnot to go a little further in there.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. Well, we'll have to see what happens with his career. But yeah, I don't know. I guess what I'm getting at is I like this direction that they're taking it.
Yeah.
And I hope they continue with
it. Word.
It's nice. Also, I'm interested to see what happens with Kota Ibushi.
Also Agreed. Word.
Also word. Wrestle Kingdom. Watch that shit, bitches.
It was so dope.
That was so dope. All right. That was my that was my endorsement.
Yeah, good stuff.
Totally good stuff. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for suffering through another episode of Cactus Elbow Hangover.
Frankie,
both of you. Thank both of you.
Vince McMahon, thanks again for tuning in.
He's a big fan.
As always, everybody, thank you very much. Visit our site, www.cactuselbowhangover.com, for all of our blog updates and fun things. Find us on social media at Cactus Elbow and Facebook, cactuselbow.com. Wait, no. Cactus Elbow Hangover. Pardon me.
Oh.
Don't judge me. It's a lot to remember.
It is. It's a lot of information.
You guys rock, and we will see you next time.
Peace out.
Bye.
He said he'd do just as he pleased, create a formula to bring the world to